The first reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 60. Praise to the Anointed One. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. For the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. And from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, the visit of the wise men. In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? We observed a star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard of the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Gifting. The concept of gifting was central in their lives of Māori. It was a guiding principle and helped maintain the mana of individuals, communities, and iwi. Some of the most beautiful or significant carvings were gifts made to leaders for their strength and also for their spirituality. It was a high honour to receive a carved punamu. Māori are strongly connected to the spiritual world and so very connected to te whenua, the land around them. Punamu comes from the land. It is held as tauna, treasure. It is a strong and durable stone, so such carvings last for many generations. Alongside gifting within iwi, and between families, punamu was also historically used when tribal wars were over, signifying a gift that was to seal the peace treaty between the two iwi. For the word in scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
We pray. Lord of this technical age, where so much knowledge is stored on Google or Wikipedia, and human minds left blank and hearts bereft, we pray today, stimulate our minds and refresh us with the insights of your word. Amen. An epiphany is a sudden and striking realization. Just 2 weeks ago, I received a letter in the mail, and it was addressed to Kenneth G. Irwin. It had on the outside of the envelope the Transport Authority. And I thought to myself, I've been trying very carefully, and I opened the letter with my hands trembling. And there was a letter from the Transport Authority saying, good news, your car registration is due in 6 weeks' time. If you review it early, we'll give you a discount. What an aha moment. Let me tell you about an aha moment I had theologically. Many, many years ago, Lloyd Gearing was giving a study lecture in Dunedin. Lloyd is the resident theologian of this congregation. And he was describing historically the difference between the Eastern Orthodox Christian tradition and the Western Orthodox Christian tradition. And he said simply this, for the Western Orthodox tradition, the core of it is, at heart, humankind is bad. And at heart, you must repent of the badness and be redeemed. The Eastern Orthodox tradition, on the other hand, says, at heart, humankind is good and to be blessed and to have it flourish. And that's why the Eastern Orthodox tradition, historically and even today, is full of gold and statues of celebration and being, an aha moment. And one other final one, a biblical one. The Prodigal Son, you know the story. What a terrible title. The German theologian Helmut Thielicke said, and wrote a book titled, The Waiting Father. What a difference. An aha moment. And we've just had some aha moments, which is what Epiphany is all about, as we've shared blowing our own trumpets. Bless you. What about frankincense, the second of the gifts? Frankincense was literally the incense, but it represented prayerfulness, aspiration, wishes, best wishes, and hopes and dreams. It's a gift, and it's a gift for dedicating to the Christ child. I began life as a hospital chaplain. And I had a visitor's card with my name on it, and on the other side was a prayer. And sometimes I would leave the visiting card on the little locker next door to the person in hospital. And not at that time, but afterwards, commonly, people would turn it over and treasure the prayer. The Catholic chaplain at the time used to come in simply and say, I'll offer a prayer for you. What a gift. Dear people, I want you to think of what frankincense means for you. What gift you can make of your prayerfulness. What gift you can offer to another. Don't be bashful. Being prayerful and offering that prayerfulness is a fabulous gift. We gave to our grandchildren little wee tea candles, they're called. They've got those marvellous little wee patterns with decoration behind them. Why don't you this week offer a candle or an incense little wee piece to another in prayerfulness? Bless you. And finally this, myrrh, the third gift to the Christ child. The precious ointment, that should ring a bell. A woman anointed Jesus with a precious ointment, but it was also an ointment for embalming. It represented the gift. Paradox? No. the gift of death, the gift of loss, the gift of vulnerability. Dear people, let us rewire our thinking. Let us offer our vulnerabilities and our losses to the Christ child. How do you offer death and loss? Think about it for a moment. Think of the deaths and significant losses you've experienced. You've learned, and you are still learning from them. They become your gifts. They're precious. They're assets. And they could do with being dedicated to the Christ child. Māori have a common phrase that goes in Māori. I won't go on for the whole of it. Apiti hono, he tātai hono, ki hunga mate. It literally means, let's turn around from time to time and look behind us and let's salute our shadows. Our shadows are those who've gone before us. We carry them. What a gift. What a gift for you to give of your shadows to another. And so I conclude with these quick comments. Gold, frankincense, myrrh. Our skills, our wistfulness, prayerfulness, and our vulnerability. Blow your trumpet, dear people. Express your hopefulness. Hallow your vulnerabilities. And especially this week, find one other person to offer them an aha moment. Amen. 20 years ago, at the turn of the century, there was an aha moment of this kind in London. The head of the British Council of Churches, the chair of the Council of Jewry, and the chair of the Muslim community got together and they said, what can we say in common? Let's stand and express the Millennium Affirmation. This is what they came up with. Let there be respect for the earth, peace for its people, love in our lives, delight in the good, forgiveness for past wrongs, and from now on, a new start. Thank you.